This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time for sports. And we're going to talk college basketball in a few moments with Coach Roy Williams, University of North Carolina Tar Heels, and they managed to snag the nation's top high school player, recruited him, Harrison Barnes, who'll play for the Heels next season. First, talk college football, pro basketball, little baseball with our man in the stands, Howard Bryant. Morning, Howard.
Morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Look, first off, they found water on the moon, and the BCS bids are starting to shape up.
Well, I thought you were going to say they found water on the moon, and the Temple Owls football team is 8-2, having lost 27 of the last 29 seasons. How do you like that?
You know, I'm glad you pointed that out to us, because it's not all about the big guys, is it, come to think of it?
Well, I think it's always about the big guys. This is college football, and it's big money, and it's what moves the needle. We know that. The hard part about it with the BCS standings is that we know that the system is designed to try to create a national champion, not to put together a playoff system. And when you're the top three teams are what they always are. You've got Florida, Alabama, and Texas. But then that number four spot is a tricky spot. And suddenly you've got TCU, the Horned Frogs, were there. And before that, you had Iowa, and Iowa is the team that everybody was wondering, what does this do to the BCS if they run the table? So what do? They go out and they lose last week. So it's a very interesting setup where no matter what you do, if you're not one of the big top teams like a USC or an Oklahoma or Alabama, you cannot lose. You have to be perfect. And that's what we're seeing again this year.
Is Boise State a big team now?
I always said that Boise State deserves a lot more credit than they get, but their schedule is so weak, and I've argued back and forth with our college football experts, and they say, look, Boise State can go undefeated every year, their schedule's not strong enough, and they don't deserve consideration with the big dogs, with the SEC teams or with the Pac-10 teams, so, or even the Big Ten, so, or Big 12, so it just doesn't matter what they do, and my position has always been, well, what is the point of going undefeated if you can never win a national championship? It's really, really silly. I think it's obvious that at some point you have to have some form of playoff to determine who the best team in the country is.
Well, we'll take that up, and we'll talk about NBA later. Celtics and Lakers are opening strong, but let me ask you, free agent market in baseball, hear anything?
Well, I think obviously what's going to happen now, it's talk about big money time. Next month is the winter meetings in Indianapolis, and you've got the two big players, Matt Holliday, who was with the Cardinals last year, who famously dropped that fly ball in the playoffs against the Dodgers, and Jason Bay, who was with the Red Sox. And the question is going to be, what transaction is going to move the market? You've got
15 seconds left.
I've got 15 seconds left, so I can tell you exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah.
One of those two guys is going to try to get $15 to $20 million a year because Bobby Abreu got $9 million from the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And then Hideki Matsui and Johnny Damon, where do they go? That's the big question.
Not Wrigley Field. Howard Bryant with ESPN. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.